Welcome to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. My name is Apostle Stacy Lunsford, and you are listening to The Heartbeat of God. Today's foundational scripture comes from Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, in the first verse. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. So I have two questions to present to you today. Are you passionately hearkening diligently unto God's voice? Are you passionately observing to do all of God's commandments? What does passion mean? We all know that passion is a strong love, liking, or desire for, or devotion to something, someone, an activity, an object, or a concept. But what we don't know, or maybe you do know, but I am going to share with you today that passion is the sufferings of Christ between the night of the Last Supper and his death. And the scripture that I want to share with you is found in Luke, the 22nd chapter and the 24th verse. Saying, Father, this is Jesus speaking, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So here is the paradigm shift. And I present another question to you. Are you passionately embracing the sufferings of Christ? When we diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord our God, we are going to experience sufferings like Jesus did. The question is, what will you choose today? Will you choose to follow Jesus' example and tell God, not my will, but thy will be done? Or will you tell God, hey, I'm good. I can't embrace these sufferings. It's too much for me, God. You know that I love you and all, but this is as far as I can go. And I can't make it no more plainer than that, because some of you are not embracing the suffering because it hurts. Some of you have pressed on past the hurt and the pain where the average person gives up and quits. And it hurts, but you are going through the valley of the shadow of death because you have taken God at his word. And even though you don't understand what is happening, you are trusting God. And because you are trusting God, God will not allow you to be put to shame, because he is not a man that he should lie. He said in his word in Psalm 71 and verse 1, that you will not be put to shame for putting your trust in him. So I encourage you to continue to embrace the sufferings of Christ. I encourage you to be passionate about the sufferings. Be passionate about the persecutions. Be passionate about the revilings. Be passionate when they talk about you. Be passionate when they criticize and false accuse you. Be passionate when they reject you. Because if you love Jesus and if you are a follower of Jesus, guess what? You are going to be passionately rejected. And you must learn how to embrace the sufferings. It's not easy. It hurts. It's a lonely road. But let me tell you something today. God has not given you a spirit of fear. God has given you a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him, and who trust in him. So my next question is, are you trusting God today? Are you trusting God with your whole heart? Are you leaning to God's understanding, or are you leaning to your own understanding? See, it's all about choices. Every day for the rest of this year, I am going to be talking about choices, because we have a choice to obey God or to disobey God. Now, when we choose to obey God, the word says in Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Eloquently speaking, love is a choice. And if we love God, we will embrace the sufferings of Christ, and we will carry our own cross, and the Holy Spirit will help us. All we have to do is ask for help. Knock, and the door will be opened. So I want to go back to Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1, because God clearly tells us the benefits of hearkening unto his voice. It says, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord, not people, but the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Now, I want to talk to you today about King Saul. You see, at one point in King Saul's life, he was hearkening diligently unto the voice of the Lord. And King Saul, he was observing God's commandments, and he did all that God told him to do. And God did set him up on above all nations of the earth. King Saul was the king of Israel, and he served God well. But you see, at some point in his kingship, pride trickled in, and he began to disobey God. And as a result of this, King Saul lost his kingdom. So I want to shift over into 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, the first and the third verse. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus said the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. So this is the prophet Samuel giving instructions to King Saul. So right here, God not only provided information, he also provided that King Saul received a prophetic instruction from the prophet of God. And see, right here, King Saul had a choice to make. He had a choice to obey God and do everything that God instructed him to do. And he had a choice to disobey God and half do what God wanted him to do. So in case you didn't know, when we half do what God tells us to do, It's no way to get around it. It's disobedience. We disobey God. We come out of agreement with God. And we lean to our own understanding and we do what we want to do. So, eloquently speaking, King Saul was anointed to strategically execute God's instructions in 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, the first and the third verse. But guess what? He did not obey God. He chose to disobey God. And as a result, King Saul lost his kingdom. So I want to share something with you today. You and I have been anointed by God to strategically execute God's instructions to utterly destroy all of the ites in our lives. And the question of the day is, will you obey God and save your kingdom? Or will you be like King Saul and disobey God and lose your kingdom? Pause and think about that, because King Saul lost his kingdom. God set him down and he raised up another in his place. And that person was David. King Saul first met David on the battlefield when Goliath was standing against the army defying the Lord. And this little shepherd boy, David, comes and he says, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the army of the living God?" He was bold. He walked in a power and authority that God had given to him. David was not afraid of this giant that was standing before him. And King Saul, he was a tall man. He was great in stature. He was a mighty warrior. But yet, God sent David, a little shepherd boy, with 5 stones and a slingshot. And he took 1 stone and strategically hit Goliath in the forehead. And that giant fell down and he died. And because of his great defeat against the Philistines, King Saul placed David in his army. And David did great exploits for the Lord. He won many battles. And where the people used to praise King Saul, now King Saul had to share the spotlight, because now they was also praising David. Nobody was slighted in this situation. They didn't favor one or the other. They simply praised both of them and celebrated God for the victory. And to be honest with you, it should never be about a man. It should never be about a preacher, a teacher, an apostle, a prophet, or an evangelist, or a teacher. We are to honor and reverence God and God alone. God is God. We don't reverence people. We don't lift people up. We don't glorify people. We don't put people on pedestals. But you see, King Saul got so puffed up with pride, and the entrance to pride was the spirit of jealousy. He was jealous of King David, who at the time, although he was anointed to be king, he wasn't yet appointed to the office of king of Israel. Are you listening to me? God has anointed you. God has ordained you to work for him. But it didn't happen as fast as you wanted it to happen. You see, King David, he went through some things. He had to learn some things. While he was tending to the sheep, God was preparing him for his kingship. So while God is preparing you for your kingship, because the transfer of guards is about to take place, God is about to sit down one and he's about to raise up another. And I'm presenting this series to you today, this series of questions to you today, because you need to be prepared to walk in character, to walk in integrity. You need to be prepared to be the man and woman of God that God has ordained you to be, and that requires you to be obedient to God and protect what God has blessed you with. Not neglect what God has blessed you with. You see, at some point, the pride, the jealousy, the envy, the desire to kill King David distracted Saul. He became obsessed with running after David to kill him, to destroy him. Not fully understanding that he could not bless, he could not curse what God had blessed. Who's trying to curse you today? Let me remind you what God said. God said that he will curse those that curse you. And God said he will bless those that bless you. Are you in agreement with God today? Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they agree? I'm talking about choices today. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter in the first verse, we have a choice to accept God or to reject God. We have a choice to obey God and we have a choice to disobey God. King Saul lost his kingdom and God sat him down and raised up another in his place. This message today is designed to help you raise the standard and level of accountability with obeying God's instructions. It's accountability time. Eloquently speaking, what are you going to do with God's instructions today? Eloquently speaking, what choices will you make today? Eloquently speaking, are you passionate about obeying God or are you passionate about disobeying God? Your answer will determine the blessing or the curse. What will you choose? 1 Samuel, the 22nd chapter in the 15th verse. And Samuel said, have the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Let me read that last part again. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams. King Saul was passionate about the spirit of pride that filled his heart, and he lost his kingdom because King Saul refused to humble himself before God. Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. Join us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ArriseAndShineForJesusMinistry. And that's ArriseE, the letter N, SHINE, the number 4, Jesus Ministry. I pray that something said today has challenged you, has convicted you, and has encouraged you to visit 2 Chronicles 7:14 and to humble yourself before the Lord, because God wants to bless you. God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to set you free today. God wants you to live. I want you to live. I release God's word as I call forth a spirit of repentance. Standing on God's word that says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever. In my eyes, in my heart, shall be there perpetually. I thank you, God, for your word. I bind the spirit of pride, the spirit of haughtiness, and I loose the spirit of humility, God. I loose your mantle of humility. And I thank you for letting your people humble themselves before you, God. And I'm not talking about ordinary people, Father, but I'm talking about your people that are called by your name. For you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, shall humble themselves and pray, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Father, I thank you for your promises. All it takes is a choice to make, God. And Father, I just linger as long as I need to linger right here. Because Father, I know there's some strongholds that need to be torn down, Father. And I stand in the gap today. I cry out to you on behalf of those that are bound by the spirit of haughtiness, O God. My shandarabasiri kandarabashata. Rokorobosiri kandarabashata. O God, I cry out to you, Father. I thank you for those that are being disobedient to you, and it's not because they want to disobey you, God, but there's a strong spirit of manipulation and intimidation that came through the spirit of divination. So, Father, I thank you for removing scales from blinded eyes this morning, Father. I thank you for allowing your people to see all of the areas where they have been bewitched by the enemy. And, Father, I bind, I rebuke, and I cast out the spirit of divination, God. Father, I thank you for removing and exposing every smoke screen. Father, I bind the spirit of self-deception. I bind the spirit of falsehood. I bind the spirit of trickery. Father God, I destroy and tear down every demonic and satanic altar that has something that belongs to your people, God. For your word says, if my people, which are called by my name. So, Father, there are some witches and warlocks that have took some articles that belong to your people, and they have placed them on demonic and satanic altars to prevent them from doing the work that you have called them to do. And God, I stand in the gap this morning in intercessory prayer. And I stand, God, not by might nor by power, but I stand by your spirit as I break in pieces, oh God, every demonic altar, every satanic altar that has been erected against your people. Break in the name of Jesus. Break by the blood and fire of God. I remove every name, God. I remove every article, God, of clothing, every picture, God, that's been placed under a candle today on a demonic altar, God. My shanda rabasiri kanda rabashata. Expose the works of the enemy today, God. Let that bracelet, oh God, lose its power. Let that bracelet today, oh God, break in the name of Jesus. Let that necklace break and lose its power, God. Let that artifact break and lose its power, God. Show your people those items that are in their homes that they need to get rid of, oh God. My shandara basiri kanda. Open the eyes of your people today, God. And grant eagle eyesight. Grant eagle eye vision, God. Where they have not been able to see, remove the scales from their eyes as they repent, as they humble themselves before you, oh God. I cry out to you today. Hallelujah, God. I cry out, oh God. I thank you for loosing the spirit of repentance today, God. I call forth your men and women of God. I thank you that they will humble themselves. I thank you that they will hearken unto your word, God. I thank you that they will be quick to obey you, God. I thank you, Father, that they will renounce the spirit of haughtiness. That they will renounce the spirit of pride. And Father, all of those things that they have been doing and saying, operating in the spirit of error, God, you will begin to expose the truth. And it is the truth that will set them free, oh God. Father, I stand on your word today. You said that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Father, the weapons have formed, but they will not prosper. I thank you that your people will be passionately obeying you today. Because mindsets are changing. Your word has gone forth, God, and I'm in agreement with your word. I know what your word said. I know what you called me to do with this message today, God. And you said if I ask anything in your name that you would do it. So, Father, I have to say thank you today. I thank you for the souls that will be healed, delivered, and set free, God. I thank you for those that have walked away from you, that have been in a backslidden stage. My God, they are coming back. They are coming back. They are coming back. All of those pastors that's been walking in disobedience, walking in rebellion, opening the door to witchcraft, God. My shanda rabasiri kanda rabashata. I break the spirit of rebellion. I break the spirit of witchcraft. I break the spirit of disobedience. I break that stronghold, God. I speak to their spirit, God. As I call them forth out of that dry place, God. As I call them, God, in the name of Jesus, come forth, all of God's people that are called by his name. Come forth today, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Father, I thank you today for divine separation. I thank you, God, for those that will choose to obey you. And I thank you and I praise you for those that will choose to disobey you. Father, King Saul had a choice and he disobeyed you. Achan had a choice and he disobeyed you. Now, King Saul lost his kingdom. And Achan caused all of his family and those that went with him to die. Because God, your word tells me in number 16 that the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed them. And when they fell in the earth, God, you caused the earth. to close. They were buried alive. Father, 14,700 people died with Korah. And I know I said Achan, God, but I meant Korah. I started with Achan. But Father, Achan and his family died. And so did those that followed Korah. Achan's family, they ended up being stoned outside of the camp, stoned to death because he touched the accursed thing, because he failed to obey your instructions. Now, Korah rose up against Moses, and God, he caused 14,700 people to rebel against you, to revolt against you, to disobey you. And 250 of them were leaders. So, Father, I thank you for the direction that you transitioned me in this prayer, God. And I lift up your leaders. I lift up all of those that are operating in the spirit of Achan, that are greedy, God, that are greedy for things, money, prestige, power, and that desire to get it illegally, God, by touching what you said not to touch, by doing what you said not to do. Father, I bind the spirit of Achan this morning, God. Let them repent and put it back. Before you send Joshua to ask them, what did they do, God? Father, I thank you for those that are operating in the spirit of Korah, that want to murmur and complain and take Moses' position, God, because they covered in what does not belong to them, and they're ungrateful because they don't appreciate where they are. God, we're talking about people that make choices. Choices to obey you and choices to disobey you, God. And I cry out to you because Korah died and 14,700 people died with him and 250 of them were leaders. So, Father, I thank you for loosing the spirit of repentance today. I thank you for releasing, Father God, the spirit of forgiveness, of restoration, of healing. I thank you for opening the prison doors and setting the captives free. And I give you all the honor. I give you all the glory, God. I give you all of the praise. Thank you, Father. The spirit of Saul must die. The spirit of Achan must die, God. The spirit of Korah must die, God. The spirit of Absalom must die, God. These are all spirits of rebellion, God. The spirit of Haman must die, God. The spirit of hatred, God. I bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Father. So many of your people are operating in a spirit of anger, Father. There's a strong spirit of hatred that's been released in this earth, Father. And I loose your love, Father. I loose your love. I loose your love. I loose your love. We need more love in 2018. And I humbly submit this prayer with thanksgiving in my heart. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Mashanda rabasiri kanda, rabashataro kolobosi. Rikanda rabashataro kolobosi, rikanda rabashata. Rabashanda rabasiri kanda. Rabashanda rabasiri kanda. Rabashanda rabasiri kanda. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, I thank you. I thank you and I praise you for divine reversals, God. I cry out for mercy. Oh, God, I cry out for mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, oh, God. Have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Ooh, Jesus.